This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Two very different views about immigrant raids in New York City. On the one side, Mayor Adams. He says ICE is not a criminal organization, but a law enforcement organization, and he will cooperate with them. The other side is being heard loud and clear today at Federal Plaza.
Advocates are calling for the passage of two state bills protecting immigrants and student protesters. Zachary Hendrickson is with the New York City Democratic Socialists of America.
Agents of law enforcement are abducting our neighbors and disappearing them to foreign prisons. And the response from the Democratic Party at the federal level has been pathetically weak.
Brooklyn State Senator Julia Salazar co-sponsors the New York for All Act.
My message to ICE and to Donald Trump and their fascistic cronies is get your hands off our city.
State Republicans have resisted expanding resources for undocumented immigrants, citing concerns about public safety. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
This morning, a subway rider, 21 years old, got attacked out of nowhere on the southbound 2 train. The rider was stabbed several times in his right forearm in what police say was an unprovoked attack. No words were exchanged. Just came out of nowhere. 7 o'clock this morning, the victim was found alert and conscious at the 219th Street station in the Bronx, and cops are hunting for the suspect. There is a move to make delis and bodegas safer for workers and customers by installing panic buttons at each and every one of them.
There are about 50 bodegas that have panic buttons, but compare that to 25 or 30,000 bodegas across the city.
Those 50 that have the panic buttons are in critical needed hotspots of the city.
The most dangerous area, says Fernando Mateo with United Bodegas of America, but they need more.
We are begging you to help us.
Begging lawmakers who they say have the power to fund panic buttons in every bodega, and there is a bill in Albany to do that. No panic button here at the deli on 212th and Broadway, where a 24-year-old man was stabbed to death Wednesday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's so rare to see somebody walking around without a phone. It's become more common to see that, though, in Jamaica, Queens, sadly, because a robber's been going around taking phones out of the hands of people. The NYPD has connected 4 incidents to one person and what they think is a pattern of theft. Starting March 2nd, when a 16-year-old boy was forcibly robbed of his phone, a 12-year-old girl was the next victim, then 2 women ages 23 and 33. Every time, the thief fled by foot, and police are asking for the public's help in tracking them down. Partly to mostly sunny this afternoon. AccuWeather says 67 will be the high. A matter of fact, we're at 67 right now, so who knows? We may need a couple more degrees out of it before we're done. 81 for the summer-like high tomorrow. So are you throwing your banana peels in the compost can like you're supposed to? Because they've started handing out $25 fines. New York City has issued 36,000 fines since April 1st when the penalties began. But hold up. City Hall has had a change of heart. They're pausing the program.
Waste not, find not, for now. That's the city's word on folks that haven't quite hopped on board with composting. They're giving you more time to learn how to waste properly. Lydia says composting is great for the environment, but
it probably does make sense to give people some time to figure out how to do this properly.
While Darius says
people should have known by now.
And he feels for a very specific city agency.
The sanitation, because now they have to, well, they was able to do their stops. They're not going to be able to do that as fast now.
The city says fining is paused, composting is not. While residents learn, they'll do more outreach. But the fines shall return. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We got a reaction now from City Council member Sean Abreu, who accuses the mayor's staff of lying about being prepared for this residential rollout.
This is just more of the same and the latest example of a failing mayor who can't execute most of his policy visions. And you know, this is just yet one latest example, and New Yorkers are having to suffer through it.
Councilman Abreu was also the chair of the City Council Committee on Sanitation and Solid Waste Management, and he tells 1010 Winds the pause is a direct result of the mayor's failure to properly educate New Yorkers about composting. Hey, you can tell it's the car show because of all the cars. Cars inside the Javits Center, cars outside the 125th. New York Auto Show opened its doors this morning. Think about that. 125 years ago, they were showing off the first cars from the 1900 model year. On display this year are cars going back as early as 1909 and all the new stuff, too. Tickets, $22 for adults, $8 for kids. These prototypes, the cars of the future, are electric now. Of course, the Javits has 4 new EV test tracks for this year's auto show. There will be no autos on display tomorrow on 54 streets that are taking part in Car Free Saturday across the 5 boroughs. It's the 10th year of shutting down car traffic and letting people roam the streets in honor of Earth Day. And we're talking about some pretty major streets. Broadway from 46th all the way down to 17th. In Brooklyn, 5th Avenue from 40th to 50th. And a bunch of others. So tomorrow, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., you can walk, bike, linger, and take in a warm day without the horns and the fumes. Transportation Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez says the event helps us remember that we have only one planet and all must do our part to reduce our carbon footprint and respect our environment. City Bike is offering free unlimited half-hour rides on the classic City Bikes with a promo code CARFREENYC25. Yep, City Bike's been around so long now they have classic City Bikes. A Lower East Side pastor says what's about to happen on Easter is proof of resurrection, proof of faith.
It burned to the ground in a fire 4.5 years ago, but just in time for Easter Sunday, Middle Collegiate Church in East Village is reopening.
People back in a space was almost like proof of the resurrection, if you will.
Reverend Jackie Lewis says the fire was a tragedy, but in disguise, it brought many blessings.
We would never have asked for a fire, but we had one. And the blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
She says the fact that they get to welcome parishioners back just in time to celebrate Easter is the biggest gift of all. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
By the way, the big Tiffany windows, the old windows that got blown out of the old church, have now been repurposed as a glass dome on the new one.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.